Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. In late June, the Eureka Police Department issued a missing persons report for 61-year-old John Knott, who was known to lead a transient lifestyle at times. A few weeks ago, Knott had told friends he was headed to a local river, but was not seen again. On July 5th, human remains were found at the foot of Tidd Street in Eureka, and through forensic testing and dental records, those remains have been identified as Knott's. An investigation into the cause of Knott's death has begun, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. Yesterday, a construction crew working at G&I Streets in Eureka found what appeared to be an unexploded piece of military ordnance while sifting dirt from the site. The Sheriff's Office Bomb Disposal Unit was dispatched to the scene, and technicians secured and removed the device. Further investigation revealed the item to be a 155-millimeter artillery shell, estimated to be between 50 and 60 years old. Any identification markers or numbers had rusted away, so investigators failed to identify a manufacturer, and the device was taken to the Samoa Peninsula and rendered safe. So if you've been missing your long-lost high-explosive keepsake, please contact the Sheriff's Office. Humboldt Bay fire crews were called out to the 5200 block of Walnut Drive last night after receiving a report that a shed at the location was on fire. Firefighters arrived on scene and found the fire spreading to a fence attached to the shed. And although the fire was contained and controlled within 10 minutes, the response forced the closure of Walnut Avenue for about 30 minutes. The cause of the fire appears to be accidental, and there were no injuries during the incident. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives are investigating a possible homicide after the girlfriend of the deceased found him in their residence unresponsive. Detectives determined the victim's injuries are consistent with an assault, and they are looking for information on who assaulted the man, now identified as Mark Maples. Anyone with information about Maples or how he received the fatal injuries is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. And the Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating two men who are suspected of robbing a third man at gunpoint at an apartment on Grand Street Sunday night. The victim told police he had arranged to purchase marijuana, and two suspects arrived at his apartment. The victim reported that after settling on a price for the marijuana, the first suspect pulled out a small-caliber handgun and fired a shot before leaving with the weed and the victim's money. The two suspects were seen fleeing in a white Nissan Maxima, and they are described only as adult males. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical. But I don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna police arrested John Hanley at his residence after a probation officer had attempted to conduct a parole search over the weekend. Hanley, 33, was seen standing in his residence next to a shotgun, and he was taken into custody without incident. Hanley, a felon, is prohibited from access to firearms as part of his parole, and a woman found inside with Hanley, 26-year-old Ruth Wortman, was also arrested for an outstanding warrant. Both Hanley and Wortman were booked into county jail. Assemblyman West Chesbrough's office announced today that it has added a 2009 Humboldt State graduate to the Eureka Field Office. Sophia Pereira, who has served internships with both Congressman Thompson's office and with Chesbrough's, is also active in Six Rivers Planned Parenthood, the Humboldt County Human Rights Commission, and is the president-elect of Lost Coast Rotaract, a Rotary Club for young people sponsored by the Rotary Club of Eureka. Pereira will work alongside John Woolley and address issues in Trinity, Humboldt, and Del Norte counties. Forest officials from the Shasta Trinity Forest report that the flat fire burning near Del Loma and Highway 299 in Trinity County is now 80% contained and could be fully contained by tomorrow night. One-way controlled traffic is still in effect through the fire area, so use caution if you will be traveling on Highway 299. The fire has burned about 1,700 acres, and last night's rain and thunderstorms helped firefighting efforts and also helped clear the smoky air. And that's the North Coast News on this Tuesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.